Why? Why? Over and over and over again, I'm asked, why? What drives me? When I was younger, I was preparing for war. I knew that somewhere out there, another man was also preparing. That man was my enemy. He was working, training, planning, and preparing to meet me on the battlefield. I didn't know when. I didn't know where, but I knew at some point we would meet. And I wanted to be ready. Ready mentally, ready physically, ready emotionally. So I trained. And I prepared. And I did everything I could to be ready for that day. When I became a leader, I took the same approach. To prepare my men in the same way. To train brutally and without mercy, so we could fight brutally and without mercy. And the day came. We met the enemy on the battlefield. We were ready. And we fought, and we won. Then one day, it was over. I was no longer a soldier, no longer a leader of men. I was no longer preparing myself or my men for war. So, what drives me now? The answer is simple. The men that did not come home. Mark and Mikey and Ryan. But it is not only them. There are others. Hundreds more. Thousands more. Countless more. Who fought and died to give me the gift of freedom. And for them, I will make every day, every minute, every second, I will make it all count. I will live to honor their sacrifice, a life worthy of the price they paid for me. For us. I will not let them down.